Burnout is a term that we hear often really closely associated with the medical profession. But is it just a fact of that sort of career? Is it preventable? And does it happen in other workplaces? I mean, what can we learn about other workplaces from burnout? Well, this morning, we have Dr. Marvi Glanoga from University of Sydney School of Business to talk to us about that very topic. Good morning, Marvi.
Good morning, Nick. How are you today?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Now, look, we hear about a lot of industries and people working in them going through some kind of workplace burnout. But what do we mean when we say burnout?
Okay, first thing is that we need to actually understand what burnout actually is. It's a combination of psychological, emotional, and physical deterioration of an individual. In most cases, the most acceptable and understood version of burnout is something related to physical exhaustion or feeling some sort of physical pain. So when we talk about someone being burnt out at work, that's when, you know, when we see that them having headaches, experiencing stomach aches, muscle tension, and so on, because these are tangible evidences and are easily measured. So people who are taking a lot of sickies would say, you know, they're burnt out. But the physical exhaustion is the product of both psychological and emotional stress that a person is experiencing. So we need to perhaps, you know, do all the preempt and look at whether they are psychologically stressed or having some sort of emotional stress at work. This could be coming from their task or the people around them, or it could be a tension between two co-workers in the place. So these things are early signs that managers need to look out for. But in saying that, physical exhaustion can also turn into psychological and emotional stress. So that's why when we get tired, a lot of us tend to get grumpy and we don't want to do anything that requires us to nurture other people. We just don't want to care. So symptoms to be looking for are things like if your energy level is declining, your sense of contentment or job satisfaction is dropping, you take more sickies, you don't love your job as much as you used to, you feel irritable, and you're finding it more difficult to focus on what you're supposed to be doing at work. So that's what burnt out is.
Is it common across workplaces, or are there industries that are more likely to see it than others?
Oh, it's definitely common in workplaces, especially in places where you have high levels of face-to-face interactions with other people. The reason for that is because we have this thing called emotional labor. We need to make sure that we regulate the way we present ourselves, and that often, lead to emotional stress and psychological stress. So, for instance, you might be in a meeting, or you might be serving a customer or a patient or a client, and because you're required to look so pretty and so happy all the time, but deep inside, you probably want to punch the crap out of that person. And that requires a lot of effort, and that is what we call emotional labor. And when you're going through that on a daily basis, that tends to burn you out. So I don't know if you've ever experienced where you come across a person and, you still have to smile, but deep inside you're kind of, sort of holding your hands and you're like, if I don't smile at this person, I'm going to lose this sort of sale, but I'm feeling sick in the stomach talking to this person right now. So these are the early signs of, that leads to burnout. But it is common in most industries where we have to deal with people. So in most cases, we do have to talk to people every day. We can't avoid people. And so, yes, it is an occurrence in a lot of workplaces.
Burnout must cost companies quite a lot. I mean, we must be looking at sick leave, people resigning, having to train up new staff.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't just cost the company a lot of money. It costs them a lot of heartaches as well, because they could lose the best people in their workplace. If the person is physically worn out, if they're overworked because they might be the best person to do the job, they could end up leaving their job, or they might end up in some places, in some cases, some people actually end up having nervous breakdowns and they're never the same. So they can't function. So we don't want to lose our best staff, as well as, never mind the money, because you could gain the money by hiring new people. But if you lose the best staff in your workplace, then that is when, the problem really occurs, because you can't really replace talent that easily. And, like it or not, people are marketing tools. We need to make sure that we look after them.
What sort of solutions can managers and companies come up with to kind of tackle burnout?
There are many ways that managers and workplaces are sort of, trying to tackle burnout. So some places actually start to look into auditing the psychological toxicity in the workplace, so to speak. So they start to have counseling sessions with their staff, doing surveys and things like that, how they're, you know, measuring the level of staff morale, job satisfaction and so on, just to see what's happening in the workplace. So they have one bad apple in the workplace. So they try to isolate some of those people who are experiencing earlier burnout, so the other people who are actually quite happy in the workplace don't get infected, so to speak, by the level of unhappiness from those individuals. There's also the thing called happiness, you know, some people I've worked with said, you know, workplace happiness is high maintenance, and that managers do. So they do things like community spirit bonding. They have like, they do a lot of, you know, free counseling sessions for their staff, and also, well, you know, giving a lot of rewards. But we can't really prevent burnout, because sometimes burnout can come from the personal spaces. It can come from homes, personal relationships. So managers can't really take the full responsibility of their staff burnout. It's important for us to understand, for managers to understand, where is this burnout coming from. And if it's coming from the personal space, then, you know, it might be good for the management. Well, that's why management actually give you your annual leave or your sick leave, and you're entitled to that.
All right, Marvi, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nick. Have a good day.
You have a good day too. And you have a good day too. I hope there's no burnout happening in your life at the moment. If there are, it sounds like there's a few solutions that you could be hinting to your workplace that they might be taking on board. That was Marvi Glenegar. She's from the Business Education Unit of the Sydney University of Sydney.